there, Nick. Nick, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Tara wanted me to get on the line to, of course, get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then also, because it's still a fairly new business, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Awesome. Happy Tuesday, Nick. How's your day going so far?
Good, man. Freaking figuring it out, man. One day at a time, you know?
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Well, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and of course it's Tara's job today to help me find the one company that we'll work with, and then once we find that company, we actually close out the category. Strict Google guidelines mean that we can only work with one business at a time per area and industry, and she is recommending Allied Tradesmen for this particular listing that only did just become available, and I can certainly see why. I mean, no bad reviews at all, and of course you do cover the service area and the services for this particular listing. Now, one thing that Tara did not put in the notes here, are you doing strictly residential, or are you taking on any commercial work too?
Yeah, basically strictly residential.
Residential.
I've done commercial work, but yeah, it would be kind of a, I would assume there's just some stuff I would have to, like some I's I'd have to dot.
Yeah.
I'd have to cross for that whole realm.
Yeah, exactly. That makes sense. The position is actually for residential, but that being said, for no matter what your services are, and if it was residential, commercial, industrial, in this case, of course, we're just going to focus on residential, but we do very targeted marketing. So we want to make sure that we get your phone ringing, of course, but that it's also going to be from people that need the services that you want to provide. Now, the calls, of course, will be coming directly to you. And the best part about it is, you know, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits
right,
or anything like that. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just a flat rate. Now, Tara says you don't yet have a website, but obviously it's something that you know you need. I mean, it is 2024 already, and, you know,
100%.
You must have photos, I'm sure, of some of the work that you've done.
Right? Oh, yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Perfect. Because obviously our job is not just to list you on that first page, Nick. It's to make sure that the people who see you there have the good and compelling reasons to pick up the phone to call you. And, of course, most people do want to look at a website. So we do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have one. For the young companies, and I know that you're kind of just barely making it in under 5 years as a new business, but you would still qualify for the new business rate, which is for businesses that are 5 years or less. It is the lowest rate that we offer to the public, and the best part about it, it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It really is like more of an assistance program to make it affordable for younger companies. It's actually a fixed rate. And no matter how long you keep the service, that reduced rate would stay with you as long as you choose to stay with us. And sometimes for the newer businesses, they'll actually allow me to include a website at either a reduced rate or sometimes even at no additional cost. I mean, we look long-term. I mean, I have to be honest with you, it is a month-to-month service, but our success comes from your success. It comes from keeping clients for the long-term. But once we get you on that first page and get your phone ringing, I mean, nobody counsels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. And when you're listed on that first page of Google, where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made, it's going to make you dollars, and it's going to make sense for you to want to keep the service. I did want to ask you real quick here before I get to the price. Tara attached an Angie Leads, Home Advisor powered by Angie, and I'm sure she must have found it when she was looking for your website, but that's a very, very different service. That's a lead-based service. You pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. The lead you get goes to a couple of your competitors, so you're kind of in a bidding war. Have you been using that service long enough to know if that service is working for you?
No, it's actually basically right in the beginning right now.
Oh, brand new. Okay. Well, I mean, there's no conflict with something like that and being a top option on that first page of Google. They're just completely different things. Although what I would tell you is kind of what my clients tell me, the ones that have or had a lead-based service, you know, whether it's the one you've got or something like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack. Most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners prefer to get calls directly to them versus paying for a lead and trying to follow up and chase down that lead. A lot of my clients, once we get their phone ringing, they can scale back on paying for those leads, either keep their leads paused more often or cap their leads at a lower amount. Some of my clients actually just shut their lead-based service off altogether. I mean, 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies that are listed on that first page. And, you know, certainly Angie's is aware of it, especially back when it was, you know, called Home Advisor. We all saw those ads on TV, but even more so now they advertise on Google. They spend between $2 and $3 million per month on paid Google ads. Now, of course, that does cover the entire country, covers all the industries they generate leads for, Nick, but they make that money back. Right. Because they capture those leads from Google, then they kind of sell and resell. They flip those leads to businesses and their competition. What this would actually do is put the power of Google to work directly for you. And, of course, with that .com website, people would pick up the phone and call you directly. No matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it is a flat rate.
Right.
The new business rate is actually 50% off the normal cost of the service. Saves you exactly $300 every month, and it brings the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. That $299 would be the exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees, okay? Now,
right.
If I could get the website included, it would mean that we would build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. And it's not just for Google. I mean, Google is pretty much everyone's main focus, so it is our main focus. But it's something like 1 out of 10 that will choose Bing over Google. Most of those people are searching on their smartphone. We want you to have those opportunities and get those phone calls, too. So we'll mirror the content on Bing, the other major search engine, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. In fact, that $299 package, it actually includes $100 of Facebook paid ads. Now, Facebook works a little bit differently. Obviously, on Google and Bing, someone is actively typing something into their phone or computer looking for someone to call. Facebook, they're not necessarily looking for anything in particular, but we can target specific zip codes, specific neighborhoods even, and maybe they've got a project in the back of their mind, and when they see your ad, they click on it, it goes to your website. From there, they can pick up the phone and call you. Facebook ads are super affordable, like 20, maybe 22 cents per click, with the $100 of Facebook ads built into that $299 package. I mean, you're looking at about 400 clicks from people that could use your services, pick up the phone and call you. So it's a great way to get your phone ringing. Now, Tara put in the notes that, you know, it's something you know you want, something that you want for sure. Google is a when, not an if kind of thing she put in. But I mean, what might hold you back at this point from moving forward now? Is it the amount of work you can take on or the budget itself?
Budget, yeah. I've been stubbing my whole life, and this I'm basically in the first couple months of just being on my own totally, and just stubbing out for myself. So it's just basically, I don't know if I could take on that overhead at this moment. But like I said, it's definitely something that it's a matter of when you kind of can grow to that level where you're doing all that.
You know, it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can handle. And unlike Angie's, where, you know, you get a lead and it may or may not turn into work. So a couple of leads that you're paying $40 or $60 for that don't turn into work, you start getting something that might be a little bit farther away than you want, maybe a smaller job, but you start feeling compelled to take anything that turns into work, whether it's ideal or not, because of course you're paying for so many leads that might not turn into work. You know, this is going to be a much higher conversion rate, but you get calls directly to you. You're not paying per call or click or lead, right? So you can kind of be selective.
Right.
You can pick and choose the jobs that are going to be profitable for you. One thing that I can do to make it more affordable for you, and I mean, she pretty much put Westchester in a few zip codes, right?
Yep.
You know, if you're looking to keep it budget friendly, we could do Google and Bing, Yelp. You'd still have a Facebook page, Apple Maps. There just wouldn't be the $100 of Facebook ads as part of that. You can always add them in later on if you need more work, but that would drop the rate down to $199, not the $299. And if I could get the website to be included, it would be $199. The other thing that I'm going to do here, there's normally a setup fee, but you're a young company, you're using Angie's, there's a promo code, I'm trying to find it. There's so much in this drop-down box, it's crazy. There it is. There's a promo code in our system here that it's for someone who is currently or even has recently been spending advertising dollars elsewhere. And for something like Angie's, I mean, even back when it was called Home Advisor, I know that a lot of times you pay up front for an annual membership fee, and then the real expense comes from paying for the leads after that. I know that can be an expensive service. And especially, like, for you, I mean, kind of brand new out on your own, small business, basically you and your brother, you know, when you're telling me that the budget is a concern for you, my concern is that the Angie's, you know, might end up being, you know, more expensive. I mean, their job is very
right.
different than ours. I mean, their job is to send and sell you as many leads as you're willing to pay for. And for remodeling services, I mean, those leads aren't cheap, $60, $80, maybe even over $100. I know from speaking with other business owners that if it looks to be a bigger job, you're probably more likely to pay more for that lead. You're not any more likely to get that big job, just more likely to pay more for the leads. And, of course,
right.
it'll vary week to week. I mean, it's hard to budget for when it depends on how many leads you get and how much each lead costs. It is hard to budget for. And unlike a credit card where they send you a bill and give you like 3 weeks to pay for it, with Angie's, they just take the money right out of your account. So it could be a lot more than you're expecting to pay. And with this, it bills once a month on the same day for the exact amount. I actually want to go ahead and waive the entire setup fee. I mean, I can't get back any money you've already spent with Angie's, but I can certainly save you money in the future. I can do right by your company, get your phone ringing, and maybe have you be not reliant or at least not as reliant on paying for leads. I mean, you know, Google it. It's what we say. It's what we do. It's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. Most of us, at least for many of the services we need, we don't know who to call. And we don't call our dad anymore to
right.
find out who we should call. We don't use the yellow pages anymore, but we use our smartphone.
Well,
we hop on our computer. We type in what we're looking for. We Google it. And 9 times out of 10, we find someone right on that first page, and we look at a website, maybe 2 or 3, but we call somebody on that first page. You know, it's going to get your phone ringing, and every new customer that finds you online becomes someone who can use your services again down the road or even recommend
yep.
you to their friends and family. And that actually reminds me, there's another option here. It would keep the Facebook ads in play. It would officially be a friends and family in our system. It's typically reserved for friends and family of employees here. But if my supervisor allows me to do that, it would drop the $299 down to $249. It would still be $100 a Facebook ad. So for the extra $50 compared to the $199, you'd be getting $100 of Facebook ads. Now, maybe he can approve it now. Maybe I just put it in the notes and have him approve it later if you decide to bump up the $199 to the one with the Facebook ads. I mean, you're pretty local, right? You're not going 50 miles, 100 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that local campaign might be even better for you right now, especially since it's a smaller company and you're not looking to take on a ton more work. But it would still include
right.
that website, you know, the $199. I mean, you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do. I mean, how much work you
right.
can take on, how far you really do want to go, and, of course, what the budget allows currently. But, I mean, I think it's going to be a lot more affordable than paying for leads. Which of those two campaigns, the $199 without the Facebook ads, or if I can get it approved, $249 with the extra $100 of Facebook ads, which of those do you think would be a better fit for your business at this point?
Honestly, if you're saying that if I started off with the $199 and then could go to that $249 after the fact, that sounds perfect.
I'd put it in the notes here that I already mentioned it here. And I mean, I've been with the company for a long time. Actually, April 17th will be my 11-year anniversary. So normally if I put something in the notes or if I make a direct request, I can get it approved, right?
Cool.
So I think that might be something I can do here for you. And I definitely want to include that website because it's going to be a big part of getting you those phone calls, right? And it might be a great way to go, right? I mean, certainly, I mean, getting your phone ringing, getting your website out there, and having the opportunities to choose the jobs you want versus feeling compelled to take the work that comes your way when most of those leads might not turn into work at all. I think that's going to be ideal for you. I've already got in the notes here, Nick, that we're going to do a $199, and that I've already mentioned that if you want to upgrade to the Facebook ads, it would go to $249, not $299. Now, the website's included. It means we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. And, of course, that means any photos you have now we can use, and as we send you more jobs, you can always add more photos or videos even, and there would never be any additional cost for that. Now, Nick, once we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on now, the 484-773-7523, is that the number you would want your customers to call? Is that the business number?
Yeah. Yep, this is my main contact.
Perfect. And that is a smartphone, too, I imagine, right? You can receive a text message on that number?
Yeah, yep.
Perfect. Now, Nick, keep in mind, most of the time, you're going to get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. The calls will be coming directly to you from those residential customers. Now, the website that we'll build, though, will also have a contact form, so people can fill that form out, tell you where they are located, what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to come out. When they fill out that form, Nick, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it is still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form does repopulate right on your tracking system. So you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it is a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. People would be able to see it. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that lead form. What is a good email address, Nick, either for you or for your company?
It's actually just AlliedTradesmanLLC@gmail.
At gmail.com.
And that is the name of the company.
That's the name of the company.
Yep.
And you definitely want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business, which is perfect. And we'll have that on the website, on the listings on Google and Bing, and all the content that we'll create for you. And we'll definitely be able to put that email address right on your website as well, since it's an exact match of the business name. And then, the one thing I did want to ask you, and correct me if I'm wrong, the business is actually service-based, meaning you go out to the customer. No one comes to you. There's no physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom, or location that you would want your customers to see online?
Nah, nothing. Not yet, at least. But no, right now it's just I go to them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's totally understandable. In fact, that's how most service-based businesses run, and Google expects it to be that way. In fact, if you had like an office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment, I mean, since customers don't come to you, Google wouldn't want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would. So they're just going to list your city and state, not even a physical zip code and certainly not any physical street address. I did, though, see on the Angie's a 509 Fern Lane. Is that your home?
Yeah, that's like the, I guess, your billing address.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. So we wouldn't want that address to appear anywhere online. It's just going to be that, like I said, city and State. And I know you're in Brookhaven, but you're really looking for Westchester, so that's going to be ideal for you. The other thing, Tara never did get your last name.
Marak. It's M-R-A-K.
M-R-A-K. Okay. Yep. And then, like I was saying, the calls come to you most of the time unless someone's filling out that contact form, in which case you'll get a text and an email. Now, when we contact you, we do use all of those, you know, phone, text, email. Emails, Mr. Marak, are usually just for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, unless that's your preferred method. Do you have a preference at all as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
No, not really. Honestly, yeah. I guess the text and I like text and email because then there's a record that I can go back to. But I don't anything's really fine with me.
Yeah, and speaking of that record, I mean, like I said, that tracking system it updates in very near real time, and it is available 24/7. It updates several times throughout the day, so you can see all of the calls that you're getting, what people are typing in, and things like that. And then, of course, we'll be sending those emails and text messages anytime we need to reach out to you. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but we'll have our technician go a little bit more in-depth with you about the services you want to be found for. We'll make sure we verify all of the different zip codes. And I think Tara was pretty accurate when she put them down here. She's got 19380, 19382, 19383. Is there anything else, maybe?
Yeah, those were just kind of
off the top of your head.
I just typed in Westchester, and those were what came up to kind of give her a reference. But anywhere around there, really.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so our technician's going to go into detail about your service area, your services, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, Nick, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that is required of me, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is that fixed flat rate of $199, and that if you decide to add Facebook ads, it would only be $249, not $299, that we're including the website and waiving your setup fee, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, Mr. Marak, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we could move forward from there. Is that fair?
Got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nick, give me just one quick second then to get that set up. Okay, Mr. Marak, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Nick, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Allied Tradesman, LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly how as I have it. Mr. Marak, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Nicholas Marak, owner-operator.
Okay. And then as the owner-operator of Allied Tradesman, LLC, Nick, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, yep.
Of course, you make all the decisions for the company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Nick, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yep.
Okay. And then Mr. Marak, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. For that reason, Nick, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, emails, phone calls coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Nick. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. It's always a bit of a concern for me when I'm calling my client and I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail, or worse still, it goes to mailbox full or not even set up. I mean, my concern is not that I have to call them back. Obviously, I will. That's my client. But I also know if I were a potential customer calling to try and hire them and I get mailbox not even set up, I'm probably not going to try to call back. I'm probably just going to try to call somebody else, right? So we don't want you to miss those opportunities. As long as you're fairly consistent following up with the leads you get and the calls that you get, you're going to be very successful with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Nick, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. Like I said, we are already aware of Angie's and there is no conflict there. The reason that we ask though is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we want to make sure that the LLC is always part of the name of the business, that all of the information for your company is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Marak, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Nick, that's fair enough, right?
Got it. Yep.
Perfect. We will do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you, and we will make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with the website included as well, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 5th of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. And again, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. In this case, Nick will also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That website is included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 5th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199. Again, that rate will never go up on you unless at some point you decide to add the Facebook ads in which case you'd be getting basically $100 of Facebook ads included, but it would go up from $199 to $249, not to $299. I've already got that in the notes. But like I said, we'd have to discuss that with you. You'd have to agree to it first. But as long as you want to keep the service the way it is at this point, it would be $199 as an exact amount. Now, keep in mind, it is on a month-to-month basis, offered completely at will, no contract, which, of course, means, Nick, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. Mr. Marak, you can even pause it if If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation.
Perfect.
If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support. Of course, we don't charge you during the fact or after the fact. Everything is on pause. All that we would request, though, to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Marak, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Nick, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. And then, Nick, that actually does conclude that voice verification. That first month's payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
And on that particular card, Nick, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It actually has both.
Is it Nick or Nicholas, any middle initial?
I think, yeah, just Nicholas Marak.
N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S, no middle initial?
Yep.
And then
no middle initial.
You said that was a MasterCard, right? That should start with a 5, all MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, 5246 3000.
Okay.
4118.
Yes, sir.
0909.
And then the expiration month and year?
It is 0727.
07 of 27. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
There are 231.
231. So I've got 231, 231 on the back. I've got July or 07 of 2027 for the expiration date. Nick, was the card itself 5246 3000 4118 0909?
Yep, that's it.
Does that bill at the home address, the 509 Fern Lane, 19015?
It does, yep.
Okay. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. Nick, it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, Nick, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. Mr. Marak, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email through our automated system in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's email will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Nick, that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link via direct text message. And then when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about a half an hour. I think it's probably too short notice to get you in at noon, but there's a 1 o'clock and a 2 o'clock, and then this afternoon there's a 3, 4, no, there's not a 3 o'clock. There's a 4 or a 5 or a 6 o'clock. Did you want something kind of mid-morning or afternoon, maybe towards the end of the day?
Yeah, 4 o'clock sounds perfect.
Four. So we're going to schedule it from 4 o'clock until 5. Like I said, it's a 1 hour window. The call takes about half that time. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll actually be on that first part of the call just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice. It gets you near the top of the hour. I don't know, though, if it's going to be 4, 4.05, maybe 4.10 if they're running behind. I might already be on another call, in which case they're going to call you no matter what. They'll have your file. They'll take really good care of you. I did want to add just a little bit of extra security, just another layer of protection here for you, whether I am on that follow-up call or not. Just a question and an answer here for you. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Allied Tradesmen LLC, even if it's you, Nick, and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you for the answer to the security question. And this is even more important, especially like 5-7 business days from now, once your website is live. If you get any calls from someone moving forward saying that they are Google or even Local Splash, first of all, Mr. Marak, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they cannot provide that information to you within like 30 seconds, politely let them go. If they're asking you for more money for your Google listing, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification is already attached to your account. It is for your protection. It clearly states, in this case, it goes once a month for $1.99, never a penny more unless at some point we decide to add Facebook ads or something else. So if anyone's calling you for money, just say, hey, you know, who actually got me started here? Or what's my security question? Or do you know the answer? And if they can't tell you that, I mean, they'll probably just hang up, right? But like I said, this is just for your protection. It's kind of the downside of that online presence. I mean, the upside, of course, is the people who need your services are going to call you. The downside is you might get calls from people that are trying to sell you something other than us, and they might be telling you that they are us. So just be diligent. And like I said, the security question is for your protection for that purpose. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I guess let's do the first pet.
First pet, and then what is the answer?
Bonzo.
Is that, you said Bonzo with a B?
Flashback. Yeah, B-O-N-Z-O.
Bonzo, gotcha.
Yeah, it's a Led Zeppelin drummer.
Yeah, exactly. I got to type it in twice, and for whatever weird reason, it has to be lowercase, but there we go. You're all set and squared away there. Did the automated system send out, or did you happen to receive it? Did send out. It actually piggybacked the welcome email for you and then the Local Splash initial invoice. That's the one that we want you to see now, the Local Splash initial invoice. If you click on it, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that one?
Yep, I just clicked on that.
Okay. If you click on it, it's hyperlinked. It goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the services we'll be providing for you. I know your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but Google's going to be our main focus. I mean, obviously, it's everyone's main focus. Like I said, we're going to do Bing as well. You'll get those phone calls from people on their smartphone, tablets, laptops, PCs, even vehicles that access the Internet. The directories are not just Google, Bing, Yahoo, it's everything. We are doing that Facebook page, not the Facebook ads at this point, though. And, of course, we're doing that custom website for you. Now, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Below it, it populates your phone number and a couple of boxes. We definitely want you to click on both of those boxes. One says, I agree to receive SMS or text messages through the computer. We certainly would want to be able to send you text messages since it's one of your preferred methods of contact. The other one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, so we do want you to click on that box. And the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, Nick, that's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name as it appears there. It is case sensitive, so the N and the M are capitalized. Once you've got Nicholas Marak in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right of it. That's going to do a couple of things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've included the website, reduced the cost, etc. It'll allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. Now, if you've done it successfully, it'll take you to the login page. It'll ask you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yeah, I'm on that right now.
Okay. You can actually stop right there, Nick. The reason you're seeing that, the automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it. So it's asking you to log in. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking system. We actually do have to do your client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track. So your tracking system's not active. I think if you try to log in right now, it would give you an error message, in fact. But in the next day or so, once your tracking system is active, you'll get by text and email your username and a default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do, and either way, it's fine. It looks like I can give you the username that has already been assigned, and the username cannot be changed. It's easy, though, to remember. It's just your phone number. The area code is included, but only numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Your username, of course, is 484-773-7523. That username is going to be on a calendar invite that I'm sending out to you right now. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview in English. And it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. Nick, and any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing in this case. That, though, makes it easy for us to access the information, port it out to the right department. Now, anything can be sent to the support email when we do the client interview. They'll probably give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com. You can always email the photos team directly. So start thinking about photos you want on your website. Of course, we can always update those photos. You can if you like, and a lot of our clients do like the fact that they can upload photos to their website and even make content changes to their website on their own through their dashboard.
Nice.
You got a lot of work and a lot of things to do anyway. You got other things on your plate. You might be like most of our clients that just say, no, you take care of all of that, and we'll take care of it, too, if you want to go that route. And, of course, there's no cost for that. You are all set and squared away on my end. You will, at 3 o'clock, an hour prior to that scheduled follow-up call, you'll receive a automated email just reminding you that that call is scheduled for the 4 o'clock hour. Like I said, it might get to you a couple minutes after 4, but I do hope that I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you. Be happy to say a quick hello to you. Been a real pleasure speaking with you, Nick. And you do prefer Nick, right, over Nicholas?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. I'll put it in the notes here that you prefer Nick. Of course, everything officially went out to Nicholas, as that's how it appears on the card. But we'll be speaking with you again, and I hope I'll be on that beginning part of that phone call in that 4 o'clock hour. Wanted, though, to be the first to say welcome aboard. Mr. Murak, we're pretty excited to get that going for you, get that website out there, get your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Amen. Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you, too. I appreciate you, Nick. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. Thanks so much.
You too, man.
Take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye.